7 brands that Nazi ties before World War II. 1. Hugo Boss. Hugo Boss founded his company in 1923. In 1931, he became a member of the Nazi Party. This proved a lucrative arrangement for his brand. Hugo Boss's sales increased 100-fold during the 1930s. The company produced the famous all-black SS uniforms. Later, it also produced uniforms for the Wehrmacht and Waffen-SS. In 2011, the company issued an official apology. 2. IBM. IBM produced tabulating equipment to process huge volumes of data. In 1937, the American company sold this equipment to the Third Reich. The Nazis used IBM's sophisticated punch cards to track undesirables. Jews, gypsies, and people sentenced to death were assigned codes. The punch card system made it easy to keep track of them. This was mostly done through Dahomey, IBM's German subsidiary. Dahomey leased and maintained the Nazis' punch card machines. 3. Porsche. Ferdinand Porsche founded his company in 1931. One of the first assignments the automaker received came from the Nazi government. Adolf Hitler wanted Porsche to design a people's car. This resulted in the iconic Volkswagen Beetle. The specifications for the vehicle came from Hitler himself. The Volkswagen was made available to all citizens through a savings scheme. 4. Chase Bank. Between 1936 and 1941, the Nazis amassed over $20 million in a war bond scheme. The money was stolen from Jews fleeing the country. The banks enabling these transactions earned $1.2 million in commissions. Over $500,000 went to Chase National Bank and its subagents. Roosevelt froze German assets in America in 1941. But Chase unblocked the accounts, letting Nazis channel their money to South America. In Nazi-occupied France, the bank sided with the Germans. They froze accounts belonging to Jews and refused to unblock them. 5. Bayer. In 1925, the pharmaceutical company joined 5 others to create IG Farben. This chemical conglomerate was the largest in the world. It was also the most notorious. The company's factories used slave labor during World War II. And one of their products was Zyklon B. It was a poison gas used to kill over 1 million people in gas chambers. Bayer also employed Helmut Vett, an SS captain who conducted medical experiments on camp inmates. 6. Siemens. Siemens built factories at concentration camps to take advantage of the free labor. Forced labor was what made Siemens Germany's number one manufacturer. The company oversaw the railway infrastructure. It was in charge of power generation and communications. It produced electrical goods, medical goods, and industrial equipment. The conditions at Siemens factories were so bad that many workers collapsed. They were often sent to the gas chambers and replaced with new ones. 7. Ford. Henry Ford held anti-Semitic views and was even decorated by Nazi Germany. Adolf Hitler referred to Ford as my inspiration in Mein Kampf. Henry Ford's secretary, Ernest Liebold, might have been a Nazi agent. All this explains why Ford Motor Company did a booming business in the Third Reich. When the war began in 1939, Ford proclaimed his neutrality. But the company's European subsidiaries helped the German war effort. Edsel Ford supported this decision even after America joined the war. Ford's plants in Germany used slave workers. In 1945, a U.S. investigator called Ford's German operation an arsenal of Nazism, at least for military vehicles.